For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Colson McCoy, who was just newly elected National FFA President. Colson, tell me, what were you experiencing in that moment when they called your name up on stage?
In that moment, I was really shocked. I was amazed to be able to look up and see my name and face up on the screen. And then as I heard my name, I kind of ran up. I slipped a little bit, but I made my way up to the stage, and I looked to my left and my right, and I saw amazing people around me, and I saw a great group of people down there on the floor as well. And so just that moment, I was so humbled and incredibly excited to be able to see what was going to be next.
You have a year of service ahead of you and going to meet lots of people, but introduce yourself to the National FFA organization.
I'm Colson McCoy. I'm from Springfield, Ohio. I'm a Buckeye. I'm attending the Ohio State University right now, studying agribusiness and applied economics. I am by nature an optimist, and I'm really excited to be able to travel around this year and meet people from all corners of the country. I'm thrilled to be an authentic advocate for our industry, to be able to be the voice for our students at the national level on our board, and be able to just engage and have those small, important, and memorable moments with people everywhere.
Take us back to where you first began your FFA journey, and why did you want to be an FFA?
Yeah, so we're going to flashback all the way back to eighth grade. A brand new school had opened up in downtown Springfield. My original high school did not have an ag program, but lo and behold, a brand new school opened up. It was a STEM school, so all the curriculum was based around ag bioscience and incorporating that into STEM-based curriculum. I joined the program that they had there, and my agricultural educator came up to me from Global Impact STEM Academy and said, "We are looking to start an FFA chapter. Are you interested?" And I said, "Sure, let's do it," and we kind of went on a roller coaster of an adventure from there. And I pursued a lot of CDEs and LDEs and fell in love with the people in this industry. And I pursued state office there later in my high school years, elected as state secretary, then state president, and decided to pursue the national level.
So tell me more about some of your involvements in FFA and more of those CDs and what activities you were involved in.
So we were really science-based, heavy school. I did a lot with agri-science, and we did STEM fair projects. I also branched out into food science and technology. On top of that, I did a lot of LDEs, like extemporaneous public speaking. That was my absolute favorite one. And I really enjoyed public speaking, anything along those lines with a prepared speaking contest. And then last but not least, I did job interview. That was my first CDE that really got me interested and passionate about what we do in the FFA.
So why did you want to run for National FFA office?
So for me, I've always said I just genuinely love people. I believe in this industry wholeheartedly. I believe in what the FFA stands for as an organization. And when I see the people around me, I'm just constantly inspired to be able to take so much of these great mentors that I've had in my life. Everything that they've poured into me, I want to turn that around and pour into those around me. And I'm excited and I'm thrilled. And that's ultimately what served as my fuel to run for national office.
So now you have the National FFA President as your title. So what are you really hoping to accomplish throughout your year of service?
I genuinely hope that beyond this jacket, I can just be a friend to all who are in and out of the blue jackets. I want to be that friend to everyone that they can turn to in a moment's notice. And I also want to be able to represent our organization incredibly well and just be able to impact people left and right and be able to share wonderful memories and share specific moments of the people around me.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
There's so many people, it'd be hard to list, but honestly, I just look back at the program that got me started on this journey, Global Impact STEM Academy, the staff and the faculty that were all involved in encouraging me, my agri-science educators, the students in my classroom on my left and my right, and then even beyond that, I look at the state level, and we have a great state staff back in Ohio. They're my reason, really, that encouraged me to pursue this blue jacket at the national level. I would thank them incredibly well, and then my family. They've been the one focal point in my life that consistently, despite the backgrounds or the different experiences that I've been on and been a part of, they have encouraged me along the entire way.
So what was the best advice that you got through this entire journey?
The best piece of advice I ever received as a member in the FFA was begin now, early on in your career in FFA, to look left and right. So easy, we get caught up and focus on, the next degree in the FFA or the next competition that we can be a part of. But ultimately, what makes the FFA, is the people around us, the students to our left and right, the ag teachers behind us and supporting us along the way, and the industry sponsors and supporters that are encouraging us and funding and believing in what we do.
You have a long ways to go before you're retiring from FFA, a lot of experiences to happen, but what are some of your career goals after your service in FFA?
So as I mentioned, I'm studying agribusiness and applied economics. I've always told myself that if I can check a couple boxes, I want to be able to be involved in the ag industry in some way, shape, or form, and I want to be able to be with people. Ultimately, those are the things that encourage me, that inspire me, and I want to be able to pursue that. So I could see myself maybe working as an advocate for the industry at the federal level, working in somewhere along those lines, maybe American Farm Bureau, Ohio Farm Bureau, or other advocacy groups.
You just heard from Colson McCoy. So now I have the pleasure to be joined by the newly elected National Secretary, Courtney Lehman. Courtney, tell me a little bit of what you were feeling that moment they called your name and you ran up to stage.
I can't even begin to describe it. It was the most exciting moment, and I literally thought I was going to pass out. I'm not sure how I got on stage, but I'm just so overwhelmed, so excited to be with all of my teammates and start to get to know them and all the members of Oregon or National FFA.
So you're going to meet lots of people along this journey, but tell me more about yourself and introduce yourself to now the National FFA organization.
Well, the first few years of my life were spent on a dairy in western Idaho. Since then, my family's moved to Oregon, where we now have our own farm, and I get to spend every summer raking and baling hay, which I absolutely love to work alongside my dad and my brother. I'm grateful to have an amazing family in eastern Oregon. They're always there for me, and I now attend state school at Oregon State University, where I study agricultural business management.
Take me back to where you began in FFA and your home chapter and just kind of why you wanted to be in FFA.
Honestly, I joined FFA because my agriculture teacher at the time, Seth Bingham, found me at the county fair and said, "Hey, you're a pretty good livestock judger. Come join us in FFA so you can do it with us." And from that moment, it just kind of spurred from there. He just taught me to love FFA for my first 2 years of high school. And then I got a new advisor, Bibiana Gift, who is my best friend and has taught me everything I need to know about agriculture, but also just about life in general. And because of those two individuals, I fell in love with the program and everything it has to offer.
Tell me some of your involvements through your FFA journey.
Just like good advisors, they made me do everything, even if I didn't want to, from meets evaluation to prepared public speaking, which I was terrified of, to extemporaneous marketing, anything they could throw me on a team for, they did. And I'm so thankful for that because not only did I have experiences I never thought I would, but I figured out that I have interests that I never would have experienced and never would have found myself exploring without their push from the beginning.
Tell me about the decision of why you wanted to run for National FFA office.
When I thought back on my FFA journey, I realized that when I was in high school, I had trouble finding my place. And I never felt like I was good enough and felt like I had to pretend to be someone to fit in with the popular kids or be a different person depending on where I was. But with my FFA chapter, they were a family to me. And they always just loved me as Courtney. And they made me feel like I could just be myself in this jacket. And not only that, but I could push myself to be the best version of who I am.
What are some of the goals that you're hoping to accomplish in your year of service this year?
My biggest goal this year is for every member I encounter to help them realize that they are enough, and every agriculturalist as well. We have amazing people in this world who do so much for us, whether it's feeding and clothing the world as agriculturalists or offering the special gifts that make us who we are as FFA members. I want every person I interact with to know that they are enough, and I'm so excited to figure out what makes them who they are.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I'd love to thank both my ag teachers, Bibiana Gift and Seth Bingham, as well as my parents and my family, my grandparents, all of my friends that have stood by me through every trial and triumph in life. Without them, I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I never, ever would have found myself up on that stage.
What was the best advice that you got along your journey applying for National FFA office?
Before I left here, my dad always told me just to be myself, that I am enough because of the person I am. He said, "Court, if you walk in those interviews and they don't like you for who you are, then that's okay, because you're enough. You're the person that you were created to be, and that's what you really have to focus on." And that's what I'd offer every FFA member is we all have little things that make us who they are, who we are. We have strengths, we have weaknesses, but we're enough.
What are you looking forward to the most in your year of service?
I'm really excited for the travel. I grew up in a small town in eastern Oregon, so I'm excited to see what this world has to offer, both in terms of agriculture and just the culture of people and what their homes and their experiences are like and how they can use that to make the world a better place.
In a year from now, when you hang up your blue jacket, what's next for you in your career?
I'll head back to school to finish up my major in agricultural business management, and then at this time I intend to go to law school to pursue ag law. It's my hope to fight for agriculturalists in the courtroom or creating policies that allow us to do our job more efficiently of feeding and clothing the world.
Congratulations to Courtney Lehman of Oregon. She was just newly elected the National FFA Secretary. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.